Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 8th day of November 2016, Selection Day. By the way, there are different polls that close at different times. And there are states like Michigan, polls close, the results are expected soon. And I've got this vision running in my head that we got people, you know, desperately trying to fix a vote here. In Mississippi, same thing. Polls are closed. Results expected soon. Same in Missouri. And there are some, like Nebraska, those aren't going to come in until 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, you know, this vote tabulation and vote fixing will go well into the night, I'm sure. Eddie in Cleveland. Hello, Eddie.
I am so surprised I came on so quickly. Because you know what? You're probably one of the best hosts ever.
Well, I don't know about that, but I appreciate the sentiments.
Well, you know, I like you, and I like the guy before you, and the guy before you, and the guy after you. But I'm going to tell you what, man. Here I am. I've never voted Republican or Democrat ever in my whole life in a general election, and I voted for Donald Trump. And my sister, who's a liberal, by my God, the standard she passes all them for being liberal, she voted for Trump, my kid. And I'm going to tell you what, here's the big thing. In between, people say, oh, my God, you know, all my children are biracial. I'm a white guy. All three of my children are, you know, I hate to say it, whatever, but they've all voted for Trump. And the other thing is, you know, I hate to say that, though, because it's kind of like they say, Daddy, don't say that, but, you know, you're right, blah, 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 because things shouldn't be placed on racial and all that stuff. But I must admit, this is, election is based on racial issues, you know, close the border, stop all this.
It's not, no, hold, Eddie, hang on a second.
No, go ahead. Bobby,
no, you're okay, hold on a second.
I'm stopping.
Okay. What you're mouthing right now is the sentiments that a lot of people have done, and this doesn't have a damn thing to do with race. Not a thing. Most of the legal aliens of Mexican descent in this country, guess who they're voting for? Donald Trump. When we were told that, oh, don't vote for that Trump guy, he's a racist. Now, this has all been politicized. These are what Eddie, you need to study the ways and the wiles of the communist. Because at the last resort, before any other action is taken that is really detrimental and kind of deadly, what the communists will always do is accuse the other side going down of race and you're against me because of this. Or it is the paradigm that people have not studied too well. You know, I mean, they really... I'm sorry, what?
I totally agree with you on all that. You know, I totally agree with you. But the big thing is, though, if you live around with it and you talk to people, my kids are, like, pressured to vote for Mrs. Clinton, you know? But since I raised them, I got custody of them and all that kind of stuff, you know, they can see through all the thick and thin. You know, and they all voted for Trump. They was down there today. I'm like so proud of them, man.
And did you have anything to do with swaying their opinion to vote for Trump?
Well, probably because you know, I'm their father, and I've always showed them what's really going on.
Okay,
and they was like, "Wow, you're right." You know, and a lot of their friends are very much non-white, I must say. And they say, "Daddy, I'm afraid to tell them because there's so much into Mrs. Clinton."
That's and again, Eddie, and then let me emphasize this one more time here. This is because this has been brought down to the base of idiocy that racists and hate. Donald Trump is a racist and a hater. Really? Anybody that wants to follow the constitutional guidelines and force the federal government to seal our borders for the protection of the people inside these borders that are here legally, am I a racist because I want the federal government to enforce the laws and do their job? I'm not a racist. These are the pinings of the communist. And it's about high time. It is about high time that we start identifying it for what it is. Now we're using the term democracy to say what this country is, and it's not. The next logical step is to start calling it what it is. And let them how many liberals or how many progressives out there would go, "Well, I'm not a communist." Excuse me. Yes, you are. For what you're advocating and what you're doing, we have the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto inside this country. Not kind of, sort of. Every damn one of them. The primary 10 planks in full swing and operation inside the United States. The next phase of this, now, could you imagine the core of the people out there that they're just bumper sticker recounters, that's all that they are, dive into them with any depth on any subject whatsoever and ask them about the legality or the lawfulness under the Constitution? Conversation stops. They're about as clear and as deep as a damn mud puddle. Eddie, I thank you for your call. We got to keep moving here. Dave in Nevada. Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hey, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, John. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to comment on what your example that you're giving about your hairdresser friend that voted for Hillary.
Yeah.
And this is the problem that I have with socialism and welfare, is that it pulls people into a certain political direction and it persuades them to vote for a certain candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And the other problem that I have is that it breaks families apart.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that what welfare does is that it says it gives them an excuse to say, well, instead of people getting together on a natural basis, In terms of let's get a village together or let's get our friends together and make a group where we can invest or build a business together, I'm going to depend on the government.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying this is because what Donald Trump represents is a completely separate system outside of welfare, because Donald Trump is running completely on his own wealth. And it was built on his family wealth. It had nothing to do with the government whatsoever.
That's why there were no strings attached, and he got out there as bold as he did, and he can say whatever he wanted because he was backing his own project.
Exactly. So this is a complete division line of what people think is a real American economy. And so it's like what you're saying is that liberals are communists, but they don't even know it.
That's right. Thank you. That is the point of all this. That's why I made the statement. If you call a progressive, I mean, I can give you out of the words of the mouth of one of the world's most famous communists, Nikita Khrushchev, that we were ready to go to nuclear blows with this clown. And, you know, he was asked by American reporters, Mr. Khrushchev, well, what about the communists inside the United States here? He just pursed his lips, put his index finger up as if to quiet it down, and he looked at the reporter and he says, ma'am, here we don't call them communists. We call them liberals. Now, if you were to say that to a self-proclaimed liberal, you're really a communist. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. They don't even know that they are. They just think that they've got a better idea and they're going to vote for the person that's got the kind of the ideas that they do. And they know they have needs and they got to be met. And they're going to run to the nanny state. They're going to run to the nanny for their self-interest.
Yes, and here's the other problem I have is that, like, for instance, someone that's on, I'm not blaming people for being on food stamps or whatever welfare, because everyone's having a time. So yeah. I'm not blaming that particular individual, because people need to eat. But it also drives people away from being creative and producing their own food supply. They can use it makes them lazy.
It crushes their individualism. It crushes their energy. It crushes their all of those things. I mean, I can make up a laundry list here, but I'm not going to. You and I are on the same page here. It stifles their creativity as well.
And here's the last point I want to make. I hear people, a lot of liberals, complaining about Donald Trump. Oh, he's greedy. He's greedy. Mm-hmm. He makes all this money, and he must be a greedy person. No, Donald Trump's not greedy. What a lot of these people are is that they know that if they want to run for president, they're going to need a whole lot of money. They don't do it for the money. After a while, he's like, I have enough money. I want to do something with that. Mm-hmm. That's what liberals do not understand. Oh, he's a billionaire. He must be greedy. Mm-hmm. That's not the case.
Yeah. Well, and these are the people that have never gone out and made a path of their own, never had to protect their own interests and their own little pile of cash. You know, that's why I come up with this thing, get your hands off my itty-bitty. They've never
done,
look at Bernie Sanders. I mean, my God, the guy never held a job. Hillary Clinton,
exactly.
I would basically say the same thing about Hillary Clinton, unless you consider politics of being a job. I don't. But something that you had to actually put energy toward in order to get your reward. But they're out there fostering this idea that, we're the nanny state. We'll take care of you. We feel your pain. We're going to fulfill your needs. Well, you know what? Countries have come and gone on those sorts of things, with the population being rudimentarily dumb and stupid. And hence, you know, let's go back to Benjamin Franklin when I ask, sir, what kind of country did you give us? What kind of form of government? A republic, madam, if you can keep it. But we got a little fat and a little distracted and a little bit lazy and a little bit a lot of other things. And we sat and we watched this country slip right from our grasp. Now we're going to have to do this with a clenched fist and maybe at the point of a gun. Or maybe that's going to be too hateful. I don't know.
Right. But and the thing is, I like your sobering approach, because regardless of who becomes president, even if Trump wins tonight, it's just the beginning.
Yep.
It is the beginning. It's the start of whatever we're embarking on.
Well, I don't know. What exactly is that?
I don't know either.
Yeah. I know this much. I know this much. It's going to be a long, arduous trail, because we're way behind.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Dave, I appreciate
you. Thank you, John.
All right. Well, let's give an electoral vote count here. Clinton 44, Donald Trump 40. Now, does that include all the vote fixing here? Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty. In a long time no hear from.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to say that this day I've spent a lot of time on my own in prayer for the country. And I'd like to maybe say the four things: that we've got a constitutional with a Bill of Rights and a Christian Republican form of government. And to sit on the positive side, you've done such a wonderful job tonight talking about how much communism there is in this country. And I just thought I'd stick my two cents in, and some fundamentalist Christian that I am, have a say. Thank you for all you're doing.
Well, and Betty, that we're still battling. The war is raging, but people don't recognize it as being such. And the biggest battle that we're going to have is trying to recapture the imagination of our fellow Americans and reacquainting them with our form of government. And to tell the damn communist or the democratic socialist or, you know, whatever, to stick this in your ear, here's the rule book. Too bad. You want to call me a hater? Too bad. You want to change it? Well, over my dead body.
I'd like to have one little quick other thing. I'm in many fundamentalist churches where they will have a flag with a gold fringe around it. And, of course, my complaint is registered. But I would like to think it was a Christian country and a Christian flag could be flown in a courtroom or a civil representation.
Well, a Christian flag, what exactly does that look like?
It's got a red cross in the middle of a white field. Thank you for taking my call, Jack.
Thank you, Betty. You know what popped into my mind right away? Crusades. That's what popped into my mind. 800-313-9443. Had a caller, Bill in Wisconsin, said he's having his unlimited minutes plan charge him now. Well, change your plan. Or go after them and say, well, either I have unlimited minutes or I don't. If unlimited, if your definition of unlimited is what is, well, then, you know, you can't keep me locked into your... I bought your service because you had unlimited minutes. Okay? So go find somebody else. Because this bandwidth that they keep crying about, it's not a big a deal to these companies as you... Broadband is not as much a problem or a profit cutter as you may think. And I'll give you a classic example. My friend Tom in Philly. You know, we were talking about bandwidth and how much of the cost. And I, of course, told the listeners, you know, we're battling here with Time Warner. I'm sorry, Spectrum. And I was paying $900 for 10, what was it, Mike? 10 megabytes up and 10 megabytes down. He said, you're kidding. He said, I get 100 up and 100 down, and it only cost me, what did he say, $247 or something like that. So in a competitive field, I'm sure another phone company would love to pick you up. So try it. You know, on the flip side of that, and very well may get to the point where these companies are going, well, wait a minute, who the hell are these people, and what are they doing with all these unlimited minutes? They might start eliminating it. That very well might be the case. Well, if that's the case, well, you got the internet, and you always got our archives. It may not be live, but it'll still be there. It'll be Memorex, and I guarantee it'll be the same, because we don't go in and edit anything. Once something is said on this network into the microphones of the different host, it travels at 186,000 miles per second, and we try not to fool with Mother Nature. In other words, it's out there, it's said, it's done. We will not go in and eliminate programming or modify the programming as we have seen done before in case the show doesn't exactly turn out the way you want it to. And I won't mention any names of people who have been doing that. Smile, Mikey. It's all going to be over in the morning. 800-313-9443. Come on, folks. sitting here all by myself. Well, sort of.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Waking for the FBI. Alabama, thank you. 63% Trump, 36% Hillary. Connecticut is lost. 66% Hillary, 30% Trump. But the electoral count so far, now y'all realize you've had this number drilled into your head, 270 electoral votes to win the presidency. Well, here's the drum roll. Trump, 50, knacked it. Trump, don't do it. Trump, 51 electoral votes. Hillary Clinton, 44. Let's go down the list here. Thank you, Georgia, with your 16 electoral votes. 71% Clinton, 27%. I'm sorry, 71%. Oh, gosh. Please, please, don't hurt me. 71% Donald Trump, 27% Hillary Clinton. And again, 60% in Indiana, Trump, 36% Hillary, Kansas. Something tells me we're not in Kansas anymore. 72% Donald Trump, 23% Hillary. Ooh. Kentucky, 62% Trump, 33% Hillary. Ooh, God, Maryland. Were they putting LSD in the water out there along with the other stuff they put in there nobody wants to drink? 82% Hillary, 16%. And they got 10 electoral votes. Why? I don't have a clue. 82% Hillary, 16% Donald. Massachusetts. What's the moniker they have on their license? Is that Massachusetts Live Free or Die? I'm sorry? New Hampshire. New Hampshire. Really? Well, let's see, in New Hampshire. Yeah, you're all going to die. 53% Hillary, 42% Trump. Oklahoma, 67% Trump, 29% Hillary. Them good old boys. Get their kicks from drinking that good stuff. 67% Trump, 29% Clinton. South Carolina, 57% Trump, 39% Hillary. And it looks like they got a little check mark here. They're calling that. They're calling that for Trump, as well as Tennessee. Holy mackerel. 72% Donald Trump, 25% Hillary Clinton with 11 electoral votes at stake. Yeah, thank you, Mr. T. $129 a month for 100 up and 100 down. You trying to make me feel better on this already depressing day? Please. You know, and I thought about this. For what I'm paying for a 10 up and 10 down, I was talking to Mike about this during the break. You know, for 100 up, 100 down, but that, again, that's not a commercial service where you pay that extra money for the insurance that you're prioritized in case you go down. For $129, I could have 100 up, 100 down with one company and 100 up and 100 down with another company. In case one went down, we could switch to the other. But one problem, it's IP sensitive. Okay, for that streaming, you got to have all the IPs on their stuff there. And if that changes, guess what? Nothing you have works. The fix is in. Pennsylvania. Got to have a drum roll on this one. Give me that damn drum roll. Holy mackerel. With 20 electoral votes at stake, 81% Donald Trump, 17%. And it just flipped right in front of my very eyes. I kid you not. It just went 81% Hillary Clinton, 18% Donald Trump as I was looking at the screen. Oh, give me my spaceship. I'm going to orbit out of here. I am not joking. Right before my very eyes, I just watched it flip. Well, as I was watching it. Son of a... Whoa. That's it. Get my rifle. Get my powder horn. Get my shot. Time is now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John is going to try to be good here. Okay, trying to make some sense out of Pennsylvania. And literally, I watched it flip. But they got less than 1% reporting here. And evidently, that big rally down in Philly that Hillary had, I think she handed out debit cards that go right to the Clinton Foundation. She had to pay those people to show up. At any rate, I believe what happened here is we got two counties for Trump. And then the Philly count came in. I don't even know what county that is, but where Independence Hall is and the Statue of Liberty, they went for Clinton. Oh, my God. Mike in Tennessee. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John.
Yep.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. All right. This is why you need screenshots. And when I ran for office, I didn't get the screenshot, so I had to actually pay a company that records the news and the TV broadcast frame by frame so that I could pull out the few frames where it actually showed what they were putting out there. And it's, you know, you can buy that. It's not cheap, but you can buy it. But that's what you've got to have for proof when you challenge an election, because you're not calling out numbers, but I guarantee you, when you've got 78% of the vote with 4,282 votes in early returns, and then the next day they claim that you lost. Well, yeah, you can actually lose percentages when a large percentage of the vote comes in, but you never lose those votes. And in my case, they said that I lost less than 1,000 votes.
You didn't have the votes. They mysteriously up and disappeared.
They just disappeared on you. Now, earlier you said something about a revolution. You have to have a legitimate authority to revolt against before you can have a revolution. Throwing off a thug kicking in your front door or somebody trying to molest your wife is not a revolt against that thug. It's a takedown of a criminal. So this would not be a revolution. It would be a takedown of a criminal operation, a corporation posing as government.
Well, and Mike, this is why I always preferred the term restoration rather than revolution.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's exactly, you know, you're one of we the people talking about defending what is rightfully ours and taking the responsibility as you have a duty to do, as every one of us does, and that is to stop the crook from doing what he's doing to us and our family, and that's just the way it is. It's a takedown of a corrupt corporation posing as government.
Well, and I'm some people have argued, Mike, that that this is going to be the only way that we're going to get this country back. But some have said this is exactly the path that we have been led down. Go ahead and do it. We got bigger guns than you do. We have the law on our side. They don't have anything else. They just got the guns, the bigger guns.
Well, that can only kill you one time, and then they don't have any worker bees, and yeah.
Well, hell, Mike, that's not even a consideration. I mean, if they were interested in worker bees out there, then why the hell did they get rid of all the jobs?
Well, you got to realize at the end of the day, you can either stand and fight or you can sit back and be a slave. And those people in Canada that like being well-kept slaves, they reflected that in their poll where they supported the slave master Hillary, because at the end of the day, that's all she is. She's going to give you stuff, but at the end of the day, you're not an owner of anything.
No, you're not.
You do what they tell you to do.
Well, and most people, and Mike, most people don't get this. In a democracy, it's the privilege, not a right. It's the privilege and whatever the government, if you play nice and you play by the rules and, you know, you cough up enough in taxes, we're here from the government and we're here to help you. You know, that's your democratic, you know, socialism. And, you know, under the Constitution, there are rights. Under their system, there's privilege.
Yeah. So, those people that are warped into this mind control game where they believe the sorcerer's trick, the magician's trick, is that this is, number one, a government the way the people, it's not. That the jury always gets it right, they don't. And that the doctor knows best, he doesn't. All they do is whatever they have to do at the end of the day to get a paycheck, whether it benefits you or not, is not even a consideration. It's time to become independent, self-sufficient, and self-governing. We can play nice together.
Well, and
we can provide for ourselves.
And Mike, this is the way the system was set up. This is why we had the federal government under heavy restriction. Don't color outside those lines. And then every state of this union, of the Confederation, had its own separate constitution as kind of a state reminder versus that of the federal constitution. And then we even did it better than that to control our crooked people out there that would, and you know damn right well, Mike, that the thieves never sleep. They don't like to work, and they feel better about stealing from somebody else than they do for the satisfaction of gaining themselves by work. And this is part of the problem. You have people now that have this idea in their head that, damn it, I'm an American and I'm entitled. Well, I'm entitled to those entitlements. No, you're not. Get your hands off my itty bitty.
I got a fellow that I just talked to that sold 10 Subway sandwich shops in the last few years and started another business. He had to sell them all to foreigners because the white people in this country couldn't get loans, and the foreigners were writing checks because the Saudi prince had a lot of family, and they come over here and they bought up all the subway shops. So that's okay, but the guy travels all over the world, and he says in the Caribbean and all these countries, you don't see a lot of people on welfare, number one, and they get out and work because there's not much welfare, if any, and it takes an act of Congress to get it. Unlike here, people are flooding into this country because they don't have to do a whole lot to get a whole lot of free stuff.
Well, and let me give you an idea here of that free stuff attitude. Now, I've been down here in Texas for 20-plus years. I came from Michigan. Michigan is a big labor.
Detroit, Rock City,
there
Motor
you go.
Town.
There you go.
Got it.
But
it's where the union is.
I was just going to say the word union. Thank you. And for all of these years, the auto workers up there have been seeing their jobs go bye-bye. I mean, at times, I remember layoffs. General Motors did layoffs. Oh, we're going to move our stuff. Now, they didn't tell the workers where they were moving the stuff to, but 30,000 people in one fell swoop lost their jobs. And these unions, I'm looking at this and I'm going, what in the hell is wrong with you Michiganders? Are you that brain screwed that you don't understand free enterprise? Are you that brain screwed that you've got to go run to your nanny called your union to tell you how to vote and what to do, and all the while you're losing your jobs? Have you gone completely mad? But see, this is a state that they are democratic socialist. That's what they are.
Yep.
You know, I just, it amazes me. Well, we're going to wake up tomorrow morning and we're going to have to make up our minds what we're going to do.
Well, every state has a constitution. You probably know the state of Texas constitution forwards and backwards. In Tennessee, Article 1, Section 1, powers with the people. The government was created for their benefit, meaning the people's benefit. And if the government ever becomes detrimental to that end, it is the right and the duty, meaning you've got an obligation, to alter or abolish the government by any means you see fit.
But then
that's
you're
what they meant.
Okay, I understand that, Mike, but how it's played out by the federal government, well, you're some kind of, how did the FBI put it? Oh, you're some kind of sovereign citizen.
Oh,
your country's been flipped and you can't stand in order to retrieve it, to take it back? No, because you're a terrorist.
That's right. At the end of the day, those people could walk off the job and effectively shut down this corrupt corporation. They just don't have the guts.
Or they don't understand still to this day who's really pulling the strings on what. They're knee-jerking, they're running on their emotion, they're listening to what the last asshat said that they thought that made sense, and that's what they're going to be talking to their buddies about at work. Based in nothing, based in no fact, based in no law, it's just their feeling.
Yeah, I started to feel like Mr. Wordsworth, an enigma.
I am a stranger in a strange land. Thanks for your call, Mike.
Have a great day.
You too. You know, I don't know what a crap go blind, wind my wristwatch, get drunk, or just give up. Maybe I'll just go home and get drunk and wake up tomorrow morning and be surprised like everybody else. Well, it's that getting drunk thing. Makes me feel terrible. And at my age, it takes me 3 days to recoup. let's forget that. I got to get up tomorrow morning anyhow, early, to come into the studio to go do Rod Eccles' program. He's become a project of mine. He's got the intellect, he's got the drive, he just has a little bit more information that needs to be inputted. We'll see how that works out. Let me see here. Philadelphia County is the city of Philadelphia. There's also Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. And a whole lot of other counties in Pennsylvania. What are you saying here, Tom? That Philadelphia is also part of Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery County? I'm sorry, say again. Well, wait a minute. That makes no sense of what you just said. The city is spread across county lines. Well, I'm in Williamson County. Get your Travis ass on home. Little Moscow on the Colorado. Can't even do that anymore because can't even use that joke anymore and have it really make any sense because Russia's freer than we are now. What, did we import all the communists from Russia? Or was the ideology imported and then infected into our system? The body is sick. The body is sick. Ohio. God, I can't believe this. Kasich. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. Not as much as I am anyhow. Kasich wrote in the asshat senator from Arizona, John McCain. Now, he should have had the nerve, being a Republican, just to vote for Hillary. Now, he knew that John McCain was not on the ticket, did not qualify. You can't write him as a candidate. So the news media is reporting that he threw his vote away. No, what you did, Mr. Kasich, is you threw your governorship away, is what you did. Remember, all the chips are pushed into the center of the table. Okay, yeah, and you're right, Mike. I'll let you know when you're right. Yes, Mr. T says that they are suburbs of the surrounding Philly area. Okay. All right. I'm moving to Alabama, damn it. The good old boys down there got their heads screwed on straight. Maybe we can start the Second American Restoration Project from Alabama. Texas, where are we at here, Texas? Talk to me. Well, we're a little pink right now. I don't know why the hell I'm laughing. I'll tell you why, because I don't know what the hell else to do. There's only a few counties here that came in for Hillary. San Antonio, well, that's largely illegals. But Austin here, that's blue, I'm sorry. Williamson, we went red. Donald Trump is leading 49% to 47. You know, this is all so fixable, isn't it, Mike? I mean, not in a good way. It's all so fixable. Gosh, I just can't wait till tomorrow, can you? I've been dreading this whole damn week. You know, we've had this mainstream media drumbeat for, what, 18 months? Whew. Is everybody tired yet? That was part of the program. You got no real news from anything else. And you notice something about this? Geez, as long as we were covering politics, we had less terrorism attacks in America. Geez, I guess they were respecting the voting process here in this country. You know, who are you little terrorists going to be better under, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? John in Michigan. Hello, John. Holy mackerel, I don't even know if I should take your call.
Why is that?
Because you democratic socialist up there.
Oh, yes. I feel like I'm part of the in crowd.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'm yeah. sure you
well,
do.
I know our line, Torch Lake Drive, was lined with nothing but Trump signs, and I think I've only seen one or two Hillary signs.
Well, wait, were they? Did they think that Donald Trump was going to come out and murder him or something?
I don't know. They're all, you know, they're all hugging trees up here, so I, you know, they might be out in the woods.
Well, can they? And I won't say that. Anyhow.
Well, but a couple of things I wanted to bring up. I believe that Philadelphia, isn't it, that the home of the Shriners, the Illuminati of our country?
Well, yeah, it very well could be. I know that it's a UN city now. It's one of those protected places. Isn't that ironic that a communist organization declares Philadelphia as pretty much a heritage site and we've got control of it? What?
Well, we just have our elected officials looking after our best interests all the way around the whole team. But we have to remember, too, that the Bushes, to come out and say they're going to vote for Hillary, should expose the whole corruption of everything. And all these great Republicans like Romney and McCain, doing the same thing. I mean, that should right there just bring the house down. They're just show exposing their true criminality and fraud right there. And I feel that that's something I don't think it was talked about too much, because no one brings up Bushes in any of this.
That was funny you should say that, because my hairdresser, I don't know what else to call it. What do you call a woman? What do you call a woman that cuts a man's hair? A barber?
A hairstylist.
Hairstylist? Okay, great. And she looked at me. Glad you mentioned that. She says, "Well, what about the Bushes? What about them?" I said, "What about them?" I said, "Do you think they are any better than Bill Clinton was? Do you think that the Bushes are any better than Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton?" I said, "No, they weren't." And she didn't quite grasp the Gambinos and the Genoveses, her being Mexican, because that's a thing that, well, us good old Italians understand a little bit better, I guess. But I said, they were all crooked. I said, Ronald Reagan. I mean, how many of these people that claim to be conservatives keep pointing to Ronald Reagan and going, yes, yeah, he was a really, that's one of our last conservative presidents. Red Ronnie was not conservative. Red Ronnie started out as a Democrat until they put the actor's uniform on him, paid him for the part, said, here, read the script, go at it.
Well, he also was given Bushy Sr., former CIA, head of CIA, which one, you never lose that status. He was forced to take him on because, of course, the Bushes go back to the Third Reich with their grandpa, and they had to bring in the start of the New World Order, as he would say over and over again.
Yep.
In his first days in office, and I guess they're getting their way, sort of. But I find it just completely disgusting. I have a lot of customers that now see it the way I've been seeing it, and you've been seeing it for years. They can't believe that what I've been saying is right. Has been right.
You mean they still can't believe it, or they're just in shock that you were right?
No, they believe it, and they can't. They just can't believe how blind they were, because they were focused on the party system and thinking that no one could be that corrupt. Well, you just don't know the half of the story on how corrupt these people are.
Well, and then thank God that the people up there are starting to figure out that, you know, if the government extends a hand, don't take it. Because the only place they're going to lead you is into hell or the gallows pole.
Well, these are hopefully all these people that are retired, who are a majority of the church-going people, are the majority of the voters that used to be, go out and do the right thing this time. But, you know, you always have that George Soros voting system that you have to deal with, and that's just the part that can turn your stomach.
Hey, John, I just had a thought. Those pensioners that are out there that voting for Hillary Clinton, when they expect their pension check to come in and it's not there because it's been confiscated by the government, gee, I wonder if they'll change their mind then. Hey, John, I've got to run. I got a couple more calls I need to get in here.
Okay, and this one thing I was going to say about...
Quickly.
You talked about, well, Michael Moore, you know, when I approached him and asked, I said, why do people, what do they worry about me for? And I said, because they think you're a communist. He goes, oh, I'm not a communist.
Here's another guy that doesn't know he's a communist.
I know it.
Yeah.
But at least he said something good at that Ohio speech that he gave. I thought that was...
Yeah, and then retracted and then went back on. Okay, John, I got to run. Thanks for your call. Ron McDonald? What the hell? This isn't Monday. This is Tuesday.
I'm just totally impressed with you that you kept calm, cool, and collected today.
I did?
Yes, you did.
This must be these drugs I've been taking. What does this say? Oxycontin. Oh, no, I'm not Rush Limbaugh. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm saying myself, he hasn't blown his cork or he hasn't said anything.
Well, just wait until tomorrow.
Well, then it's looking good for Trump. I can't say it isn't.
I'm looking
at the Washington Post results, and they're a little more accurate. They give everything.
I, but, uh, We'll have to keep an eye on it, Ron. That's the only thing I can say. Remember that this is early returns coming in, and they haven't quite figured out what they have to fix in order to give the electoral vote to Clinton.
To the Democrats.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you go.
All right.
I'm impressed.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. I really do. And I do have my moments of clarity and calmness, and I can also be a fire-breathing idiot as well.
Well, I noticed you did lose control of laughing there for a moment. But,
I had to check that because I felt myself slipping, never to return. So I figured I'd better stop that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
All right.
Appreciate it, bud. John in Little Rock. Hello, John in Little Rock.
Hey, John. I just want to say one thing.
Yes, sir.
The reason why Hillary Clinton gets so many black votes is because we as black people for centuries have been bamboozled with offers and promises, and this ain't going to be no different. I'll take my question off there.
All right. I appreciate that, John. I really do. That's what Donald, I had this argument with this, what was it? It was a political discussion with the guy down at the Stop and Rob that I relayed that was driving the nice Infiniti. Yeah. I said, did you hear what Donald Trump said about the inner cities? I said, he is fully aware of what's going on. He understands that there's a lot of broke people there. People that don't have any hope. People that don't have much of anything. But how did they get there? I told him after I was spending $50 trillion on social programs in the last 50 years, I said, why hasn't things gotten any better? I said, so it's not money. It must be the philosophy, right? Here was a man, like I said, what Cicero said about the unexamined life. I told him, I said, examine yourself, man. But see, he's all cool. He knows. He knows what I don't know, and even though that he doesn't know what I know, I'm wrong any damn way. He's got his opinion, and he's going to stick to it, even though it's an opinion based on BS. The way of the world. Rob in Chicago. Uh-oh, Rob. Rob.
Hey, John. How are you?
Illinois is down the tubes, man.
70-some percent of the Chicago elite have illegally voted or voted or whatever, and you know what I heard, but that's okay. I'm calling to see what the hell's going on down there. I hear a rumor that Hillary's leading down there.
No, Hillary's leaving. No, we said Hillary's leaving the country.
Oh, leaving?
No, I'm teasing you. We've got a little pink thing going on down here in Texas. Donald Trump, 2,280,000 votes, 50% versus Hillary Clinton's 46% or 2,126,000 votes.
Again, I just don't see how these numbers are there. And you know what, John? I'm going to go down to the basement and I'm going to make sure all the mags are loaded.
No. Tell you what, the restoration project, I hope it doesn't have to come to play, but maybe that's the only way that we disgorge the communists that are righteously going around in this country saying you're a bunch of haters. No, I hate
Remember
communism.
Remember what I said about getting the rats out of the building?
Yeah, burn the whole damn thing down. Gotta run, Rob. Thanks for your call, bud. All right, folks. Well, coming up next, the Trump phenomenon. I hope he's right. James Kelso. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to talk about. This has been a build-up for many, many months here. So, folks, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow unless I have been killed by the Clinton clan.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.